Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your neat parent host, Zakaria. Inshallah, you're well. Today, I'd like to briefly talk about ways in which we can be humble as Muslim parents. We just finished, alhamdulillah, our ibadah, our good deeds, everything that we offered and gave in the month of Ramadan, but that doesn't need to stop just because it's a new month. We as parents have many opportunities in which we can be humble and show humility and also gain hasanah because of it. There are so many virtues in being a Muslim and being a humble Muslim. And inshallah, I want to just go over brief ways in which we can do so. First, I just want to have you listen to this. Courtesy of Masjid Al-Humaira. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. That is not only the biggest example of humility for Muslim parents, but for many. It shows how, mashallah, I'll put the link in the description as well in case you were not able to hear it. It shows how a child, mashallah, tabarakallah, Allahumma barak, was able to recognize an error in the recitation of the Quran. It shows how the imam was able to accept being corrected by a child during Taweeh prayer in front of everyone, and now obviously audibly for everyone to hear online and on all of the streams, on all the different streams. And now this podcast. However, mashallah, tabarakallah, for the imam to be very humble and also give a smile. You'll see in the video. If you're unable to see in the video, I'll let you know the imam did smile. He paused. He smiled and as if to admit and accept humbly, oh yeah, I need to be corrected. This is the incorrect tajweed, and I was corrected by probably a 10-year-old, it sounded like, or maybe even an 8-year-old, mashallah, tabarakallah, Allahumma barak. It was amazing on so many levels. Those are just two highlights of that brief correction of the tajweed by a child for an imam during Taraweeh in Ramadan of 2022. That is not a situation in which most would handle well. I don't think most would even be able to accept, like, you know, this little kid is, you know, maybe they might, one might feel embarrassed or be inclined to feel embarrassed, or one might feel inclined to think that the kid is being disrespectful, or one might even be inclined to think that, well, that's a rude kid, or that kid is quite impolite. But I only saw the positive and the many positives that come out of that particular situation that can continue to come out of that particular situation. And it could be because I'm a parent and you are a parent listening to this podcast. The parents who raised that child or sent that child to madrasa or taught that child Quran themselves, just the tarbiyah of that particular child is to be commended. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. It just speaks volumes. The parent of the imam, to be able to be the imam, MashaAllah, tabarakallah, to be able to be reciting Taraweeh prayer during Ramadan in a big mosque in London is a great thing. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. The being able to be publicized or well-known or being able to have your voice heard, beautiful recitation, mashallah, tabarakallah, and being able to be corrected a well-known imam, beautiful recitation, and be able to be corrected, regardless of the age, but just being able to accept and be corrected during your beautiful recitation that many probably have commended him for, mashallah, tabarakallah, is, it also speaks volumes about his parents and his tarbiyah, and just him as an individual, as a Muslim, and his humility that he was able to show. MashaAllah, tabarakallah, for their parents and their own behavior. As Muslim parents, that's something that we can try. We're not perfect, and just acknowledging that no one's perfect. The child acknowledged that this imam is not perfect. The imam acknowledged that he's not perfect. And as parents, being able to acknowledge that we're not perfect, or showing some ways in which we can show humility or be humble in front of our amana, or even just within ourselves, for ourselves, is a way to just be humble. When you're able to be humble, or realize that you're potentially becoming arrogant, or you're potentially exhibiting ways that are not humble, is drawing you farther away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the ways in which you can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only during the month of Ramadan, but all year round, inshallah, is to display humility. So that was why I wanted to talk about just some brief ways to be humble as Muslim parents. One in particular, if your child does correct you, just being able to be corrected. Hey, mom, ummi, baba, mom or dad, you left the refrigerator door open. Rather than like some sort of rhetoric or some sort of backlash of like, yeah, you don't tell me what to do. Who do you think you are? Thank you. Mashallah, you're right. I'm always telling you to not leave the refrigerator door open, and you caught me. I left it open myself. I thank you for that reminder. That is one of the ways in which we can acknowledge. It doesn't have to be Quran or Tajweed correction, but it could be anything. Hey, mom and dad, you left the keys in the door. Ummi, baba, the cat, you left the door open and the cat ran out. It could be in any which way. There are tons of examples. We all make mistakes. We're not at all perfect. No one is. And acknowledging that and letting them see us acknowledge that and acknowledge them is a great way in which we can show humility in front of our amana. Another way in which we can be humble as Muslim parents is to volunteer. Obviously, during Ramadan, we amp up the volunteering, or the levels of volunteering and the levels of good deeds. But doing that all year round is never going to hurt anyone. It's never going to be, it's never going to decrease your character. We want to increase our character. And one of the ways in which we can increase our character is to show humility. And by volunteering, and it could be volunteering your time, could be volunteering your money, could be volunteering your actual personal items. Sometimes donating, your personal items is very hard to do. I must admit, sometimes it's very hard to do. You just love that bag. You've had it for 15 years, or you love this sweater and you've had it for 25 years and it's just your favorite sweater. But when you donate it, especially if it's in great condition and how much you love it, and you donate it to the refugees who just came into the country and it's winter, they could benefit. Someone could benefit from the sweater. You have 15 other sweaters, or if there's a sale of your favorite sweater, buy one, get one free. Wow. I can get two people sweaters in this case, and so on and so forth. It definitely is a way in which we can, our amana will see it, our amana will, inshallah, emulate it, and also we will also benefit by developing that character, increasing our character, developing that sense, stronger humility, level of humidity, inshallah. Another way in which we can develop or increase or show ways of humility is to visit the sick. It is definitely a difficult time when someone's sick. It's a difficult time for that sick person, the one with the illness, the ones around the person with the illness, whether it be family or friends. But visiting them not only is a humble act to perform, it draws you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because those angels are there. So maybe you can get some of the ajr, inshallah. Those angels are there visiting the sick, surrounding the sick one, and you visiting them is not only a sign of humility, it's a sign, it's an opportunity to gain the ajr. It's also another way in which you can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it helps, if your children know that you're visiting the sick, maybe you don't want to bring them with you when you're visiting the sick, understandably, but definitely inform them, hey, I'm going to visit our auntie in the next town over because she's injured her ankle, or we're going to visit the uncle in the next town over, or the brother at the masjid who used to regularly attend and he's no longer attending because he's come down with the flu or tuberculosis or something that is where he has a type of terminal illness. You don't have to bring your kids. I know there's always that apprehension as to whether or not we're going to bring our kids or our mana with us to visit the sick, but definitely informing them of what you do. There are times when we go out, we don't let our kids know what we're doing, where we're going, and what we're involved in, but it is a good thing to involve them in that way, in the small ways in which we can, feasibly possible, and what works best for your particular household and your situation would be to just, if at minimum, let them know we're going to go visit this sick cashier we used to always see at the supermarket, and we just got word that she has a brain tumor. So there's definitely that opportunity in which your humility can be increased or improved. Another way in which we can be humble as Muslim parents is to participate in our children's activities that they like doing. We don't necessarily like doing, but if we participate in them once in a while with them, their favorite activity, whether it be a sport or TV show, or a particular toy they love to play with. If we just get down on the floor with them and play with their toys with them, that is another humbling experience. I can definitely confirm that that is a very humbling experience in so many ways. You playing with a toy that you particularly are just like, I don't see what they see in this toy, but it's their favorite toy, and you just go and play with them. Even if it's like 15 minutes, that's a memory that's created. That's also a humbling experience, and that's increasing your humility as well, inshallah. They're watching their favorite show with them. You may not want to watch, you know, back-to-back episodes of My Little Pony or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or whatever the show might be, especially if they're a little bit older. Them seeing that you're taking the time to spend with them as they enter the teenage years, that becomes something even more necessary because it starts to decrease, or they think it decreases as we spend less time with them than we would as when they were younger. So that's another act that can be performed easily, not like every single day, but if and when you can do that, that definitely is an act of humility and also draws you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also increases your character. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would play with kids. He would joke with kids. There are many hadiths out there showing how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would play, would joke, would laugh, would interact with children and younger, just younger younger people. One of the other ways in which you might already do, or you might not, for whatever reason is, saying I love you might be hard for some people to say because maybe they weren't told I love you when they were younger, or there are cultural barriers, or there were probably emotional or just many barriers that could have prevented that from being said when you were younger. But that doesn't mean that your amana now, that they don't need to hear it. So saying I love you is a very humbling experience, especially if you're not used to saying it, you're not accustomed to saying it, or you're not accustomed to hearing it. Saying it to your amana is another way in which, as Muslim parents, we can increase our humility. Saying I love you. If that is absolutely super hard to say, you can also substitute it with saying something you love about them. I love the way you make the French toast. I love the way you always clean up after yourself. I love the way you sign your name on your homework, or, you know, and the list goes on. So those are just a few ways in which we can be humble, increase our humility. Also, it adds to the tarbiyah of the children because they're seeing us be humble or exhibit these ways in which our humility is increasing, and it draws us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his words, his book. It makes us conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah, it will allow us to be humble and have our mana emulate our humility as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be humble and allow us to have a mana who are humble as well. Inshallah, to the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.